You're so welcome to this brand new topic here and brand new month for It's Time For Me, Letting Go. So this month, what I really want us to do is to actually delve into what letting go is about and how to do that for many aspects of ourselves. We all can consciously or cognitively know that something might need to go from our life, whether it's a situation, whether it's a passion we have, maybe something has just simply run its course and we want something new in our life in a particular area, or whether we're going through, you know, darker moments of grief or trying to process things in our life that haven't happened for us that we wish had happened, or things that just haven't worked out that we had put a lot of time into. Wherever you are in that kind of spectrum of events, there will always be something that we can really let go of so that we can move forward. And when we let go of something, we create some space for something else to come into our lives, which is fantastic. But because we kind of have the thought of, yeah, I want to let go, and even in classes that we've done, you know, maybe like full moon classes that we may have done together, or even just particular times of the year, and we'll write out a list of what we're ready to release. You know, I've brought you on full moon meditations before where you're at the fire and you're throwing in everything you want to release. They're all really fantastic ways of acknowledgement of what you want to let go of. But sometimes it doesn't get you to the next step of the actual process of that. And everybody's process of letting go is going to look different, it's going to feel different, and it's going to take whatever time it needs to take. So patience with yourself in a process of letting go is really important. So like I said, you might be here saying, yeah, great, this is the month that I'm ready just to restart in certain areas of my life, and I have to let go of particular things to get there. Or you might be at a different place where things are a bit heavier, and you're starting the process of really having to navigate through heavy energy. But wherever you are, we have to do it in many ways. The environment that we're in, where we're living, the space that we're living in, we have to look at kind of things that might be holding us back, like maybe pictures, maybe, you know, reminders of things that we have, or memories of things that we have. That we really have to, you know, let go of now. Also, decluttering our space, we have to look at our body and what's that holding in terms of what we need to let go of. Obviously, our mindset is important as well, and our heart space, how we feel about things. And then we may actually have to go then and like go further and like remove significant situations in our life, people in our life. You know, it's a very all-encompassing space, I think, to say letting go. And I want us to go through those different layers together, because I think as we do that, we will find that it actually not only is a process, but it's actually possible to really release things. And the really interesting thing about this is that when I chose this topic, I felt very drawn to doing it, but I wasn't thinking about anything to do it myself. Like a lot of times when I pick topics, I'm like, I will walk with you through it, like, because I'm like, yeah, I'd like to learn more about that, or I'd like to delve into that as well. And I'd be listening to kind of feedback from yourselves or what you're going through. And I really felt this would be helpful, because it can be, you could be in a good space and ready to let go of old things, or you can be in a difficult space and ready to let go, or somewhere in between. So I think it will suit all of us at whatever level we're at. But after I chose this topic, I went away, as you know, last week, and had a really beautiful time away. And one of the things I said to myself when I went away was, I want to let go of the last couple of years. Myself and my husband kept using the word reset when we were heading away. You know, we stayed in a cottage with our own kitchen, so we brought all our own food. Like, we weren't out like dining all the time like you normally would be on holidays. We just spent a lot of time in nature at the beach. It was amazing. Like, I have to say, I put it up there. One of my top holidays are Hawaii and Iceland, and I would put it up there with that for the beauty of the landscape, but also the experience that we both had. And really just connecting back. But the experiences that I had with even just the intention of going there, of like, I really want to let go of things, was absolutely incredible. And you know, I have spent a lot of time looking for ways to release things. I've spent a lot of time of like looking to the spiritual aspect of myself and higher energy of how can I do things, trying to understand things, and actually just became quite pressureful over the last year or so. And when I went away, you know, I was like, I'm not really engaging in anything. I'm not going to bring a book. I'm not going to bring a journal. I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to simply be. And everything showed up in my experience when I was moving into the space of wanting to let go. And just two things I'll share with you, because I just thought these were really lovely things to happen, was I was on my very first day. If anyone's ever gone to Enniscrone in Sligo, you know how small the village is. It's just like drive through it once and you're out. And I crossed the road to go over to the butcher's to get my husband some meat for dinner. And I just looked, I saw this gorgeous green door, and I looked and the name was Sage and Seer on it. I was going, God, that's a beautiful name, Sage and Seer. And I said, oh, Seer, that must mean something. And I looked down and it was a Reiki girl. And I was like, gosh, I've had a lot of healing sessions. I've only had like maybe my reflexologist just healing as well, just beautiful. I've only had like one or two in the last 2 years with her. And a lot of healing sessions I've had have actually been online. And I thought, okay, you've told yourself you're not going to do anything, but I just felt really drawn. So I texted her to see, could I book a session with her? And for the first time I went, and it was just a session, just all about me. But all she kept saying is, it's time to let go of things. And I didn't talk to her about my life. Before I left, I got a new phone, so a separate phone to work. And I set up a new email address for myself. And I booked it under that, and I just felt like really anonymous, because a lot of times when I book things, it's through either my Instagram page or like my email, you know, and it's all connected to my work. And I just wanted to be myself, and that's part of letting go. I didn't want to be connected to my work. I just wanted to be completely anonymous. And I had an amazing session, and I left there. But when I left there, I had really, really bad back pain, like I've never had before. I don't get back pain, like really bad. I could barely walk across the road. And all I kept hearing in my head is just, you've got to let go, and you've got to let go. So we went off for the day, and we came back, and we went down to the beach for another walk. And we were walking along, and I saw the names Eddie and Oisin written in the sand. And I was like, oh, Eddie's my dad. And I looked and I thought, God. And then I stepped back onto the other name, because it was Eddie that was actually written stronger. And when I looked, I was like, God, that's Eddie, that's a lovely sign from dad or whatever. And I went to take a picture of the name, but as I stood back, I saw the name that I was standing on was Oisin. So Oisin was one of our twins that we named, that I miscarried last year. And Eddie, obviously, is my dad who passed away. And I just felt, okay, this is it. Like, this is part of what you're having to let go. And I knew that my physical body was responding to like the, oh, I don't want to let this go. And that's where I was getting my back pain. And my back pain released over the coming days, you know, it's taking a little bit of time, but I knew it was just my body. So like I pushed through it and everything over the week, because I wanted to still enjoy my holiday. But when I came home and I came back to my space and came into my bedroom, I have the scan photograph of our twins, the two pictures of each of them framed. And I have like a picture of my dad and myself and his memorial card in my room, in my bedroom. And every day when I get up, I look at the two of those. And today, before I even like started doing all the work today for this month, I decided it was really time to take those pictures down. Like I have pictures of my dad, you know, in our sitting room. I don't need them everywhere around the place. So I left one little tiny picture of him. And I took the scan photographs down and I wrapped them up nicely with the little box that I have with my like pregnancy test and different things in it from last year. And I put everything in the attic. And I have to say, the freedom that came from that was amazing. And I was not thinking when I started the process of letting go that I wanted to let go of the last few years, which that was included. But I more wanted to let go of just like feeling like, you know, kind of a bit overwhelmed or kind of suffocated by like everything, because I hadn't had a break for so long, and yet they were showing up as two things that really needed to go. And as the week progressed, you know, I did that today, but as the week progressed over the last week, I also was seeing that I had been putting myself under a huge amount of pressure. And I went to my work desk and saw all the things that I have there, and I put everything into a box and put a lid on it. Beautiful. I don't know if any of you use rituals. There's a beautiful rituals box that you get with all their products. And I went and I put all my work stuff in there, and I was like, okay, I can use, this is my work stuff for my desk, and it gets put away at the end of every evening. And I took down a lot of things that I'd had on the walls around my desk as well, because I was like, they're just like things of reminding me of my schedule for work and like what I need to have done and when I need to have it done. I know it, I don't need to like see it like that. And when I looked at everything on the wall, even though it's all like really pretty and all, I realized that that was also pressureful. So it's been really interesting, and it's only kind of 2 weeks into this process for myself of letting go. So I hope that I can share some, you know, tips or whatever you want to call it, or teachings around what's worked for me. And obviously what's worked for me may not work for you. But what I would just say is, even today, just setting the intention, I'm ready to let go. And that's what we're going to look at over the next couple of weeks. So look, I'm really excited to join you and for us to do so much over this month. And as always, if you ever have any questions, do get in touch, and I will talk to you really soon.